The Biden administration is setting a higher bar for customer experience across government, and it's tapping the Veterans Affairs Department to help oversee those improvements under the president's management agenda. VA recently made it easier for veterans to track down benefits on its website. It's now looking to integrate login.gov as a single sign-on for all its online services. For an update on the state of VA's customer experience, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman spoke with the VA's Deputy Chief Experience Officer, Barbara Morton.
There are a couple of kind of lines of effort, and one line of efforts is more of like sort of how you hardwire this vision of a joint website, an integrated website, in the guts of decision making in the department. So governance, I think, is a really important part of that. We have a number of new governance structures under Secretary McDonough that have really helped us come together as an organization to make sure that we're kind of making informed decisions and incorporating the voice of the veteran in these kind of large meaty issues and discussions, including the digital strategy. From a tactical perspective, we VEO partner very closely with our chief technology officer and his team, and we're very like-minded siblings in the sense of we apply human-centered design in terms of any sort of deployment of any type of tool. And for them, they're the ones that are kind of creating the digital tools on va.gov and the VA mobile app. So they're applying human-centered design and sort of iterating rapidly and developing these capabilities on the website and also on the mobile app to respond to what veterans are wanting and needing most. And I'll highlight the mobile app. So I'm not sure if a lot of folks are aware of it. We've sort of done a soft launch of that over the last number of months, but it's continually being built. And if you look at the App Store rating, it's like 4.8 stars out of 5 or some great number, which again, just reflects that the co-design process and making sure that you're applying human-centered design, putting the human, the user in the center of how we roll out future capabilities is so, so key to having it be easy to use and intuitive. And I think that will kind of beget more demand for that type of capability as we roll forward.
You know, looking at the customer experience executive order, there's a lot of language around making USA.gov a digital front door for all of federal services online and a no wrong door approach. And that seems to be an idea that was popularized by VA before we saw this executive order. Tell me how VA has taken those concepts and made them work.
We'll go back in time a little bit. Back in 2018 or thereabouts, we had heard a lot of feedback signals from veterans, kind of what you were mentioning, which is, gosh, where's the front door to VA, right? We had vets.gov, va.gov, we had eBenefits, we had MyHealthyVet. I mean, tons of web properties, and veterans were signaling to us, we just don't know which is the front door. And so at that time, we thought to ourselves, well, why don't we do some human-centered design research? Instead of sort of picking a brand or picking a website on our own, asking veterans, hey, if you were thinking about transacting with the department, which web property would you naturally gravitate towards? So we did that human-centered design research, and veterans came back and they told us, you know what, if I don't know where to go, if I want to transact with the department, va.gov is really kind of that front door for me. And so that was really the first time in my recollection, I've been at VA for about 16 years, that a super impactful strategic decision at the secretary level was made that va.gov would be designated as VA's digital front door for veterans, right? So all these other web properties have been over time, over many years, it's a multi-year journey, rolled up under and incorporated under va.gov. The other thing that I think is also fascinating too is that we didn't stop with sort of the migration of these websites under the banner of that front door of va.gov. We also wanted to sort of refresh the website so it didn't look and feel designed from the inside, right? So prior to 2018, va.gov looked incredibly bureaucratic. And I say that with love in my heart because I love the bureaucracy, but it was not functioning for veterans. It was really more about VA kind of showcasing certain things that it was important to the organization. So what we did, again, in partnership with the chief technology officer, is revamp and redesign that website using what? Human-centered design, incorporating top transactions, putting in a personalized login and a profile where veterans can update their names, address, and those capabilities have built over time. And so what you see today is a much more intuitive, user-friendly web design and web page. And when you sort of think about the impact of that, we measure customer satisfaction, of course, you know, before and after. And customer satisfaction with the website after launch in 2018 has gone up by over 20%. So again, really great sort of high-tech use case, I think, to demonstrate the value and the impact of design thinking and design implementations.
Okay. And just to continue along with the digital experience piece of things, the executive order specifically calls out one line of effort of GSA working with VA to implement login.gov at the agency. The thought there being secure shared services being a driver of improving customer experience. How are things going on that effort?
Yeah, everything is going great on this effort. I think to your point earlier with your question, I mean, many of us in government and VA, not just VA, but GSA and other agencies are very like-minded with the vision that was encapsulated in the executive order. So I think what it does is it gives us just that extra sort of authority and sort of ability to argue successfully for resources, let's say, and for roadmaps that are maybe more aggressive because you have this authority sitting on top, driving us, collective us, all in that direction. So the partnerships that we've built over many, many years with GSA and other brothers and sisters across government are strong. We're like-minded. And again, we have this incredible vision as contained in the executive order that's helping us get to that ultimate outcome, which is to make sure that government is really focusing on the human at the center rather than the bureaucracy first and foremost. And I think that that vision with login and again, all these other sort of initiatives captured in the executive order really kind of give us that authority to kind of drive that forward.
What we've seen more recently under the president's management agenda is the VA, along with some other agencies, overseeing interagency life experiences, things that the public might encounter that isn't under the domain of any one agency. With that in mind, I think one of the key pieces here is the transition out of active military duty and returning to civilian life. Tell me, recognizing that this is a challenge to get all these agencies in a line here, how is the VA leading the charge on that?
So we are really, really fortunate that we've kind of done some research in this space, human-centered design research space in the past. And one of the things that we knew that we wanted to sort of tackle going forward, particularly under our new Chief Veterans Experience Officer, John Bursler, and team, was this space of transition because it's a continual pain point. We know there's sort of a information cliff, if you will, that service members, hey, they're getting out. They're maybe not in a place where they can absorb all this information about VA and, you know, kind of navigate what benefits might be available to them. So this was really a great opportunity for us, first and foremost, to partner internally within VA to work with our friends at the Veterans Benefits Administration, Veterans Health Administration, and others to make sure that we are internally kind of aligned and all of our ducks are in a row and that we're cross-pollinating and coordinating. No better way to do that than doing a human-centered design sprint, right? So bringing everyone together, making sure that we can actually focus on what transitioning service members are telling us and capturing those insights. The other kind of piece of it, of course, though, as you mentioned, is this wonderful opportunity we have because of the PMA to elevate this concept of it's not just a VA journey, it's not just a DOD journey, it's a multifactorial, multi-agency journey, but really putting the human at the center. They don't care which agency is which, right? They just know that they're going to need to find a job and maybe go to school and maybe find a house, right? So the power to me of this cross-agency life journey work is that we really want to make invisible to the transitioning service member where they need to navigate different services and benefits. And so it's intuitive for them. So I think what we'll do, obviously, is, you know, through the human-centered design research, we'll understand more deeply what are those moments that matter most to them during this period of time, and then really direct resources in terms of what are the tangible artifacts, tools, trainings, you know, other types of practices that we can help actually design, co-design, test, and ultimately implement at scale that will help with that transition based on the voice of the veteran, the recent veteran, not based on what we inside of these different agencies think are important to them. And I think one of the favorite parts of my job is this kind of cross-agency coordination and cross-pollination, because what's happening in Department of Education or Department of Labor or DOD is, you know, I don't have a vantage point to that. So having our subject matter experts from those organizations really be part and parcel of this co-design effort to me is really, really important as well.
That's Barbara Morton, VA's Deputy Chief Experience Officer, talking with Federal News Network's Jory Heckman.